The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I did promise, though, we would be talking about Gaelic games, and Ursula Jacob is with me, former All-Star Camogie player and All-Ireland winner. Liam Griffin, former Wexford hurling manager, and Dermot Legg, former Wexford captain. You're all very, very welcome. And thanks a million, everybody. Liam, I'm going to start with you. Nice, easy question. What's wrong with Wexford hurling?
You got me at my low point now. This is very big. You're taking the P-I-double-S. But anyway, no, Wexford hurling is not going through a good state at the moment, right? Because we're not getting results on the field. But the question is, when are we going to come back? That's up to ourselves. Like, we don't need to be getting pitied for doing this. But this team had particularly bad luck because three very good players of ours retired last year. And on top of that, then, we had a lot of injuries at the early start of the league. And you had to put up a good point in the league, lots of points. But they were beaten in the league and were relegated. That's a bit of a disaster because, in my view, the point of entry is the most important thing for young people. If you come in at a lower division, you get overawed then by coming out of that. And that's actually the biggest thing that's gone wrong, never mind losing in the championship. And in the championship, they had a good run. And I'd just like to tell you that they beat Kilkenny.
They did. I was
there. Yeah, they beat Kilkenny. You're not taking that in.
We had Adrian Mullen playing centre back, which would go away.
Yeah, but you know, I heard that around Wexford as well, because when you bring in the young guys and you bring in five or six, but along with the other eight that are on there, these guys are playing for their lives and trying to get on the game. And there's people in Kilkenny behind the fellas that are on. They're only that far, about 2 or 3%. So we beat them, okay? That's fair and square, right? But we should have beaten Galway and we should have beaten Dublin. And that's it. And if we had, we would have been in the later stages. But hopefully we can come back next year and get some more players. And we had the best player in the league in Lee Chin.
Would you be confident then that, you know, behind the scenes, as most of us on the outside looking in, you're only seeing the surface level. You're kind of seeing the inter-county stuff at hurling and camogie. But, I mean, is the club scene, is that relatively strong? Often the inter-county scene is a reflection of how competitive the club championship happens to be.
No, I don't think we have a strong enough club okay. at the moment. But, and this is not just an excuse, but we play football and we play both of them. Now, I'll just give it to you.
There's your problem.
No.
That's what you should start with.
Well, Jarlett Byrne stand up at the All-Ireland at a conference in Donegal, which I was speaking at, and said, do you know what's wrong with hurling? Football. And I thought, bloody hell, his son is on the team there. And I thought it was an interesting one. But we are trying to accommodate both teams. Now, if you're going to play golf, and you play 3 days a week golf, and I play one, I'm not going to beat you if you're any good. So we need to give more hurling a chance, because hurling training is very good for football. But football training is not necessarily good for hurling. You get speed from a high ball coordination from hurling. You get a lot of things from it. And we won a county championship a few years back, and we were concentrating on hurling. And we got beaten in the hurling final by a point, and we won the intermediate football. So, like, I'm just thinking, we need to just say, what are we going to do about this? And we need to just start to look at what we're doing. And it's our own fault it's not working, and both of them can work together if we get the right plan in.
Ursula,
we don't have the right plan.
Do you not have the right plan? When it comes to hurling, I know it's on the camogie side, there's a relegation match. Is it between Derry or Dublin you'd be playing?
Yeah, well, we've just the small challenge of playing the All-Ireland champions now in 2 weeks' time, but we're in the relegation final regardless. So that's not a positive outcome either for Wexford Camogie, because we need to be playing at the top level. And it's not going to be any sort of an easy game, whether it's Derry or Dublin, in that relegation final. And Wexford are going to have to bring out a big performance to get over the line. I'd hate to see Wexford going down from senior, because when I look back on the heights of where we hit, you know, in the 3-in-a-row team, and it's just hard to believe, you know, 13 years later we're in this position. And it's, you know, in terms of for younger girls in the county as well, it's not really positive looking at, you know, your senior team struggling at this stage. So look, hopefully they can pull together in the next couple of weeks and get a positive result, but there's a lot of rebuilding needs to happen, and they need to get back, you know, playing at a higher level.
What are the structures like then behind the scenes? You know, often what happens fans, and you know, there'd be some who suggest maybe this happened a little bit in Kilkenny as well, that you had that three in a row success and there's a sense, you know, we've got this crack now. You know, all we have to do is kind of sit back and let the conveyor belt continue to develop, you know, two or three camogie players every year and we're always going to be there. And then suddenly that stops happening and everyone looks around and goes, God, what happened?
Yeah, I think probably we focus so much on the core group that was there for those years that maybe we forgot about developing the underage teams. And I think that's what has happened, that we lost so many of that team in the space of two or three years after completing the three in a row in 2012. And then it was like, oh no, we've a hugely inexperienced team. And yeah, we've reached some quarterfinals and semifinals in that time, but we've never got back to a final. And yeah, that's disappointing from a county like Wexford, because I felt that, and I'm biased here saying this, but Wexford Camogie brought a huge amount to the Camogie landscape. You know, we brought massive support. The level and standard that we played at as well was, I think we brought the game to another level at that time in 2012. Now, that's obviously 13 years ago, but we did bring it to that level, and I suppose disappointingly it's probably frustrating that we didn't kick on.
Yeah.
So we probably have to look at like what's going on in the schools, tying that in with the clubs as well, and then, you know, all working together, not just on their own.
I know, you know, it kind of sounds maybe the first question I asked Liam, like I was getting ready to kind of slag off Wexford hurling, but I'm a firm believer in, you know, isn't it Babs who said about Tip that championship's only half dressed without Tip? And the kind of Leinster championship in my mind is only half dressed without a competitive Wexford in it. Like, I absolutely love to see it. And some of the great days, you know, that I remember as a kid were kind of Liam's team and everything in the 90s, and some of those great matches and the thunder and lightning up in Croke Park. And I remember driving back down to Duncannon actually after that match that evening. But, you know, is it a reflection of, you know, kind of just a few retirees and bad luck? Is it a reflection of poor structures in the background? Is it a kind of a club scene that's not as competitive as it should be?
I suppose it might be a combination of all of those things. I've probably have a little bit of an oversimplistic attitude to these things. And the man beside me is probably half responsible for some of them. I grew up in a house, and at the threshold of the door in that house was a sign, and the sign said, "We are the boys of Wexford who fought with heart and hand." And the nails that kept that sign up weren't physical nails. They were the songs of Wexford. They were Bula Vogue and they were Cucullin's Son. And the hammer that put those nails in was my grandfather's voice singing them to us. And there were the old tapes that he gave us. And this understanding of our history and being able to draw on our place. Now, I went around for a long time as a young fella, and I couldn't find anybody else who was drawn on that kind of thing, probably not surprisingly to you, but they were more drawn on MTV and pop culture and all of this stuff that was coming in. And when Liam came along in 1995 and that progressed into what happened in 96, and I began to listen to the talks that we could get recordings of in those days of in WIT, or when eventually the, you know, when he took the lads off the bus on the way to the Leinster final, when I read that stuff, I finally found somebody who, that became real, that became a material thing that was of value and of necessary value to what it is I was doing. Now, when I played minor with Wexford, myself and Liam had a little bit of a falling out, and Liam told me in no uncertain terms why I was wrong, and he was right. And he gave me some hard medicine. At the time, I didn't like it. And it broke my heart because, you know, I thought so much of the man, you know. But I decided on the spot that would never happen again. And it proved to be one of the great lessons of my life, that I could give all that I could give based on the backing that I had of my culture and my place and my history, that I would put that into the game. And I did. And I did that, and it worked very well. And I think sometimes we're now going into a more homogenised version of what is expected of us in playing the game. And that's not to say there's not room for tactics and all that stuff. That's all essential. But I think when you draw on aspects of the human spirit that are endless, bottomless, you are capable of an awful lot more. And I don't think that we're drawing on them. I think we're very interested in structures, tactics, bringing in managers from outside. I don't buy it, because I think what we dwell in is much greater. And I think that has an impact. I'm not saying that as Wexford are better than everybody else. Everywhere has their own stories and their own culture, and I think we should draw on them, you know.
Well, you know where I think the rot sets in? Faile. Get rid of it. I know what's happening this weekend in Wexford. I'd abolish the whole bloody thing. I think it's awful.
Why?
Do you know why? Because when kids are 10 years old, it's when the, pardon my French, the shite gets to talk about it. Oh, we've a decent team of under-10s this year. We better go down and play Moon Coin, or we better go down and play the Bars or something in Wexford, and we'll suss them out and see what they'll be like in 4 years' time. Did you ever hear such nonsense? 10-year-olds.
Well, it didn't do us any harm in it.
I knew you defended ourselves.
Yeah. Well, I've nothing but positive and brilliant memories of Fela, so I definitely strongly disagree, because I was...
You can tell you won Fela, and I was on a team that got bet out the bloody gate every time we
and
played.
And we can see you're not holding any grudges. But, like, I've nothing but brilliant memories. I was lucky to win two All-Ireland Felas, and that core group of girls that we won the two All-Irelands with stuck the whole way up, right up the senior club, and a lot of us went on to play with Wexford as well. So, like, to me, it's a fantastic competition. Obviously, it's hugely different than when I was playing back in 98 and 99, but, like, I couldn't be critical of Fela. I think it's a brilliant thing. It's a real sense of, like, where you're from. You're representing Wexford. You're representing your club. And that's where you're always going back to as well. Owlert is such a special place to me. So I hold many, many brilliant memories with Fela. So I'll strongly disagree.
Dermot, come on.
Well, I don't think it's... I think there's no point getting lost in an either-or question. The Fela obviously has its qualities. There's no doubt about that.
But he's on my side, I can tell. But when, he's too polite to say.
He win one, though, no.
I mean, like, I went down to a couple of the Felas that the Martins would have been involved in, and there was, I don't know, there was Napiershig and some of those teams who were challenging to win it, and they were on strict diets, and the youngsters weren't going to the gatherings, and they weren't taking part in the whole thing. There's extremes within Fela that need to be drawn in.
I think they have started to reel that back a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, well, we've become more aware of the damage that the excesses of coaching and parenting on sidelines, thank God, is being acknowledged, and we have to deal with that, and I think we are dealing with it. So I'd say probably it's changing, and it's important that it does change, because the competitiveness is a natural human way to go. It's fine. It's a lovely thing. If Liam comes in with his competitiveness and comes in and pushes it on top of me, that's not the right thing. If he wants to create the conditions for me, for my competitiveness to come forward, and that's what he has to do with the other 15 fellas as well. Whereas if he comes in and says, this is now the way, which would be fairly prevalent in the game, you know, in many places, I think that's a limitation of what you're dealing of what's possible for the fellas playing, you know.
So, Liam, are you optimistic then that, you know, I mean, maybe reducing the kind of the football load and increasing the hurling load is a bigger project, but, you know, in terms of how close Wexford are, because you mentioned how close they came against, say, Dublin and Galway this year, and probably should have bet them, and did beat Kilkenny in the park here, that, you know, that they will be much more competitive, consistently competitive.
Yeah, but I'd like to say that I played more football than hurling. I was from a club that only had football most of the time. I didn't have a hurling team. But I was lucky to go to De La Salle College in Waterford, and we had the greatest trainer I ever saw in a brother, Eugene. He played for Cork and he played for Dublin, and we won 4 Munster finals in there in a Waterford school. But we had a lot of fellas from Cork and Kerry, and that's it. But, like, from my perspective, we've got to be fair to the game. Like, we've got to be fair to the hurling. Yet we're not giving the hurling the chance, and I just think we need to get more weekends, more times to play hurling, and still have a good football competition. There's no reason why not. I would never ever say our team shouldn't have a football team, so I think we can do it, but we have to be sensible. And also, I'm in business. What does the market want? What does the market want? Hurling.
Yeah.
And that's the fact. And, you know, our money is distributed then through all of them, and football do very well at that, and I'm glad to do. And also, it's not we got to an Ireland semi-final against Armagh. No, was it Armagh? Was it with Armagh that time?
Tyrone.
And we lost, Kyle Nearn,
Matthew Ford
in the match. And I think we could have won that match. But that was shortly after we'd been there. It had a good, because the rising tide carries all boats. And it's not a joke. So we can need to get our priorities right in Wexford, and we could be up with the best of them. I'm not afraid of any county in Ireland if we got going, like.
Well, listen.
And don't forget, you pissed on the powder.
I know, stop. No, we camped down in Blackwater a couple of weeks ago, and the amount of them I had to listen to saying that to me.
Well, Ursula told me that she said there was a lot of viewer people in it.
On that note, Liam Griffin, Ursula Jacob, Dermot Ling, lads, listen, thanks a million. Really mean it. That was a great chat.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.